Welcome to the first ever Late Show podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Cohn, with the two-time champ, Lamar Odom.
It's Sixth Man of the Year.
Sixth Man of the Year. What else? New York Times bestselling author.
Yeah, we're not going to get into all his attributes right now, but he's everybody Lamar knows Odom.
Who I am. First time back at a late game in how long, last night?
I think that's probably the first time I've been back since... I think since I seen my man get 60, his last game.
Really? That long?
I think so. What, Laker game?
Laker game.
Yeah, if I can recall correctly.
So what are your thoughts so far?
About the Lakers?
Yeah, 0-2 start.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know where to start.
I know where to start. We can talk about Russ, because that's what everyone wants to hear about.
Russ is going to be all right. You got to let him play out of that. He missed some shots last night. Well, the whole team missed shots last night. I think they were like 9 for 45.
Yeah. The first two games. I mean, really bad.
Yeah. I don't know, though, but it's like if I'm coaching a sixth grade team and they're taking shots – from like the free throw line distance and they're missing, I'm gonna be like, yo, let's move in.
Yeah.
Let's get some layups.
Couple layups, find your groove.
Especially if it's a sixth grade team, so then I'm saying let's get some 2 foot layups. Let's get some layups where we're taking laying the ball up of 2 feet, where it's almost sure to go in. Off the white box.
Facts.
So I hope they're getting coached to to take better shots.
This is the thing. How do you, like, this problem is not going away. The problem of having no shooters. Do you think that they...
Get your ass in the gym. That's what you can, right? Stay in the gym. Because you could make better shooters. And they could hope, and it's a confidence thing. Maybe once they have one game with, like, 3 or 4, or, like, they get to, like, you know, double-digit 10 threes.
Right.
You know, then they'll have the confidence, the willingness to make and take threes.
Because they're taking them.
Because you have to have balls, right? To attempt a 3-point shot, because it's from further distance.
Do you think they lack that? Because they're getting them up. 40 plus in the first two games.
Yeah, but you gotta hit a couple more.
This is something that everyone wants to.
That's the Steph Curry curse, man. I'm gonna blame Steph for that.
And you're not the first one to say that. First athlete to say that.
It's kinda crazy.
Ruined the game.
I mean, he didn't ruin it. We just got a whole bunch of people like, you know, doing something that he makes look so easy.
And not everyone can do that.
Nah. No, not at that rate.
So what do you think is working well for the Lakers? I know it's just 2 games, 2 losses, but what's working well for
them? I think their defensive effort on the perimeter was good yesterday.
Yeah.
They didn't really get tested too much in the post, except right. for like Kawhi and, you know, Paul George, a couple of post-ups. But nobody was like working in the post for the Clippers.
Right. They had that one defensive lapse that kind of like not costed the game because they showed resilience. They came back. But the Clippers went on a 17-0 run. And that's a problem I think the Lakers have. They give up a couple of buckets and then they just lose focus. And then boom, 17-0 run. Happened in the Warriors game too.
Yeah, well, that can't happen. That's a loser's mentality. You know, teams are always going to go. They're going to go on runs. I'm not going to say that you're not going to allow that, but you expect it, and it's how you know. Of course, you got to always stay present and in the moment, and maybe they have a problem doing that as a unit.
So you, as a player, how do you combat starting 0-2 and having all this negative energy?
Well, I mean, oh shit, you play 82 games, so there's really no. It's easy breezy as far as your mentality. You got another shot. You didn't lose a seven game series. The season's not over. But you just know there's some things that you have to tighten up with. And shooting is one of them. And effort and energy all around the court. And decision making. I seen some threes, you know, off of loose ball situations that didn't have to be taken yesterday. It was just bad decision making. And I think when you're as limited as the Lakers are offensively, I think you need to have good decision making all the time.
I mean, because you came into the league and you said you were losing. You guys lost 20 games in a row.
I lost 20 games in a row.
By an average of what?
By an average of 20. So we were like getting used to blown up. I mean, getting used to like blown getting blown up.
Yeah.
So there were times where, shit, that was like treacherous. Where like, you know, teams are going 5-0 run, and I could already see in guys' body language and shit like that. The Lakers aren't anywhere in that you know, on that same boat, but they do have to nip some things in the bud because it becomes habitual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't want that to become habitual.
Right.
Because it's a long season.
It's been two games, new team, new coach.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
So all your bad habits, you want to nip them in the bud now.
Right. I want to go back to Russ because he's like the hot topic, and our listeners are going to want to hear about that. So mm-hmm. Are you pro or anti-trade for Russ?
I'm pro Russell Westbrook because I know what he has to offer, and I know where his heart and his mind is. You know what I mean? His heart and his mind is to win. You know, he'll run through a wall.
I hear you.
To win, and you can't really, at this point of, you know, his career, or this point of any of the NBA, any of the Lakers' career, at this point of your career, any of their vets, I got to know what to expect from you. And I know Russ is going to go all out.
Yeah.
All the time.
I hear that.
And I need that on my team.
I hear that. But as presently constructed, do you think this roster is a contender? Because I personally don't. You can say what you want to say first.
No, I think they would have to like make some trades to really shake things up.
I know it's been two games.
Yeah, but...
But we can
see... We're having a podcast, right? And so we're talking... This is a... The point of view we're talking from is different, right? It's like beyond fan,
right?
What we're doing, and so I'm saying, if the Lakers, if you're saying that they have to win right now, today, if they need to go on a playoff run and they need to secure playoffs players to make that, I think they need to make a trade that probably most people probably wouldn't agree with.
So what does that look like?
I think we would have to trade Anthony Davis.
Trade AD?
I'm just saying. I mean, and no disrespect to Anthony Davis. He's one of my favorite players. All right, but I'm thinking about, when I think about the Lakers, I can only think about one person, Kobe Bryant. So when I think about him, I think about how would he approach the situation when it comes to winning and losing. When I got this guy, Guard James, on my team, Guard James only might want to play for 3 years.
Right.
This man's talking about buying an NBA team. This man is about to break Magic Johnson's assist record and pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record. He might not even want to play no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who knows how long you have him? So let's just say it's 3 years. I say the last 2 years, Anthony Davis played. I don't know if he played 82 games.
No. I think it's like 70 something. So this
And for right now for Anthony Davis, you probably can get two dynamic players, two players that can get their own shot.
Two.
And defend that position.
Yes. Because this is my thing. It's like we have our picks.
I love you, AD.
I do too. I love AD.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I sacrificed and they traded me.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, he's versatile, rim protector, shoot the trade ball. But availability is...
We saw him go down last night.
Held my breath.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, nah.
Breathing. It's just like, it's just too much.
I just think they all need to get on the same page, the front office.
There are a lot of teams out there that will probably be willing to give him $120 million for 60 games. I don't know. Just got to ask yourself, like, when? Because I think everybody that, and it's just the only reason why the Lakers like have this type of pressure on them after two games because it's the Lakers.
LeBron's here.
You know what I'm saying? And you have God James on your team.
God James is here.
The expectancy is high.
It always is.
And I would just say, I know Kobe Bryant would say, yo, trade that motherfucker.
Wow.
If he ain't going to be out there. That's what he would say.
I believe you. And it makes sense. If you're not going to be on the floor.
And you grimacing and shit like that. I don't even want to be around no soft shit.
Just like he's different. No disrespect. He's different.
We're all different. From before
the bubble, up until the bubble.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit more grit in them. In the bubble. Like that bubble dude and that was posting up and getting those buckets.
This is my league.
I don't really see it. I mean, he's been kicking ass for a long time, too. Maybe he's not hungry. Like a lot of these guys, you know. Russ Westbrook, my man, you don't know what the fuck he going through off the court. A lot of players be thinking that it's harder, it's easier to play home and shit like that, but you know, I guarantee you he the only one in his family with double-digit millions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's black.
Yeah. So, like, with Russ, so you say, you're saying we can make it work with him?
I think it will work out. Russell Westbrook averaged triple-double, I think twice in the NBA?
Yeah, twice.
So he's a Hall of Famer. Gonna give up a Hall of Famer that easy? Of a bad season?
Yeah, I know. But another thing is Woj reported a couple of days ago that the Lakers are gonna wait till like Thanksgiving, 20 games in, to evaluate if they should make a trade, if they shouldn't.
I think they got the wrong one in mind.
That's interesting. because no one is, ever since AD got here, he was never in a trade room where no fans would talk about it. It's always about, oh, yo, Russ. It's his fault.
Russ only been here for 1 year.
1 year.
Y'all wasting your time with that.
And LeBron and AD were injured for a lot of last season.
You know you ain't going to trade God James.
No. But my thing is, I think the Lakers are, it seems like they're confused. Like, do you want to hold on to those picks? Or do you want to win now? It's like you have a 2027 and 20.
You're right because they got offered Buddy Hield and
Buddy and Miles for that first round pick.
For two picks, right?
They only wanted to give up one.
The one pick don't play though. Like that makes no sense because you only have LeBron James for a
couple more years. He'll be out of the league by 27. So it's like, why wait? You know, why wait till Thanksgiving? Give up those picks.
And then you got to, why wait? Because you figure if you do make that trade, you got to, the players got to come together and learn and know how to play together. So that's, I don't know.
It's chemistry. So like these 20 games are valuable. So let's talk about shooting. What do you think about, you know, Russ, Pat, Nunn?
That shit changes in the gym. In the summertime.
Do you think it's contagious though?
What, missing shots or making shots?
Both. It's like one guy's, everyone's missing, no one's going to get hot.
I think they both could become contagious. 100%. If we're really a team, you can give me confidence.
It's like the Warriors.
But I don't, 100%. All those motherfuckers shoot threes now. They don't have the confidence to take and make them. Yeah, I don't know. Farm system.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like, where you getting the players from? And how you recruiting them? What's this kid? What's the kid, the 6'9 kid from Rhode Island?
Cole Swider. Yeah, he's a guy we should talk about.
He didn't even get a game last night.
He's hurt. He hurt his foot. Like, he's a sore foot. But we can talk about him. We can talk about Schroeder. talk about Thomas Bryant. Like, we are still missing a couple of guys, and I think especially Schroeder, once he gets some runs, like, he can have an impact on this team. Because people are going crazy judging Lakers after two games, which is expected. It's Lakers, Laker fans.
Well, the Lakers, the expectancy is different here, man. Expected to win.
Hey, you've been on other teams. You've been on the Lakers. And
yeah, well, you know, the Miami team I was on, we were, you know, excited about making the playoffs.
Right.
They were, you know, coming off some tough years. And shit, the Clippers, if we'd have made the playoffs, that would have been our championship.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really no comparison. Being a Laker, but shit, that's the pressure that you thrive for. What are you pro athlete for?
Yeah. But if you've been paying attention to, like, the, what the players have been saying in the organization, like, no one's really talking about a championship. Everyone's been talking about, yo, playoff, we want to make the playoffs. Like, Pat Bev last night before the game was like, we're going to make the playoffs, guys. And all the analysts are like, they'll make the playoffs. I just find it interesting.
Well, maybe they're being realistic with themselves.
And what do you think about that?
It's a good play. It's good to be realistic with yourself, but it's also, my grandma used to say, if you shoot for the moon, you might hit a star. Right? So if I'm gonna fuck, if you're a professional athlete and you're looking down at it and you're looking and you know that you're just a decent player, and you know that your teammates are not as good as you, I'm still looking out, going out there and trying to win every right. fucking game I can win.
Right.
And if that equals third place, then fuck it. I gave it all my got. But, you know, that might take you to the championship round.
Yeah.
It might take you to losing the championship game. By 1 point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what the fuck? You're a professional athlete. You gave it all you got. That's all you could do.
I agree.
Don't leave nothing on the table.
Yeah.
Because you didn't think. You know what I'm saying?
So I think one of the biggest problems Lakers have is, aside from shooting, is their role players. They got to know their role. You came to L.A. and accepted the role of coming off the bench, being that sixth man, and you killed it.
No, I didn't. I didn't come off the bench until like 3 years after playing with the Lakers.
Well, I'm saying like when you guys started really.
Yeah,
like,
we started revving it up.
Right.
But understanding your role is part of like having, you know, basketball IQ. I know if I'm a power forward and I keep getting switched out onto this point guard, I'm probably gonna tell Russ, no, scooch up, I don't wanna get switched out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or slip under, I don't wanna get switched out on this guard. Just knowing your responsibility on the court for your team.
Especially with two stars, LeBron and AD.
It
like
should be easy for you to
knowing
fall in.
Your role.
It should be easy for you to fall in with those guys on your team.
So how do you think they've
done so far?
You
have less responsibility.
Right. You don't need to be that guy.
No, you can't be that
you
guy.
Can't be. With God, James, on your team, you can't
you
be that.
You can be that guy. No, but you know what, though? They probably need some of their players to try to be that guy.
Do we have anyone like that?
That? I don't know. I don't really see that type of dynamic.
Not Pat Bev. He wouldn't.
I don't. You know what, though? Be honest with you. The CNI test, maybe if you play Reeves more.
To be that guy?
I'm just saying, the CNI test about players that could just go out there, if I roll the ball out and say guys that can just go out there and get.
He's going to.
Get there and get their own shit.
He's going
he
to.
He can get it. Schroeder can. Lonnie Walker, I'm still a little like showing signs, and then that's really it.
You know,
like,
Thomas Bryant, too. Don't forget about him.
He could play. He's a post player. He ain't
I'm saying like he's a dog, though. Like he'll bring energy.
He go hard? Yeah, that's what they need, then. So we could put AD at the four.
Because, yeah, he keeps saying he doesn't want to play the five, but he'll do whatever coach says.
That's bullshit. That's a contradiction. What about the coach says play the five, motherfucker?
Why do you think he wouldn't want to play the five, though?
It's mental. Because AD is obviously a big man that can handle the ball, and so he don't want to be called the center. Centers, you know, and our generation of basketball is, like, you know, stiff.
Right.
On the court. Even though they're most needed. You feel what I'm saying? But a center is not going to be able to put this ball around the back.
You think it's about the name?
That's all it is. I'm a big man.
That's all I was about to say. I was like, you were a big man. You could shoot. You could handle. You played point guard.
Yeah, I know that. And it's just for some. It's like I played with some, you know, some guards that used to hate when I bring it up, especially growing up. They ain't want to fucking play with no Lamar Odom because I was going to be handling the basketball. It's all mental.
Yeah.
Position. The fuck difference do it make? The fuck? So stupid.
Yeah, like Magic.
Especially at this time.
LeBron.
Luka. It don't matter what you call him, forward, guard. Don't fucking matter. I'm out there.
It's a good point.
Busting your ass. You know what I mean?
I think it was pretty crazy how last night, when they put the camera on you, that was the loudest it was all game.
My daughter said something about that. About how she noticed the difference of, you know, the games when Kobe was playing and now. But, you know, L.A. fans are really, really honorable and biased.
Very.
And loyal. You know, so I think they kind of, like, remember, you know, the, you know, my time here, coming off the bench.
How'd it make you feel?
I had a famous wife.
Right.
At the time.
Yeah.
And so I think they'll never forget that, those times. How did it make you feel good? Love is love. I'll never reject or step away from love. But yeah, I think they need to trade AD.
So I want to get more specific, though.
What?
Because fans are like, okay, Lamar, you're saying trade AD for who?
Trade him to, I don't know for who. I'm not a GM.
I know. I'm saying, like, what do you think the Lakers lack, though, that they can benefit from if they trade a guy like AD, who they traded the
scoring and body. Somebody that's going to be out of the court.
They traded picks. They traded all the young guys.
You're going to have somebody, and that's probably where they went wrong too, right?
They did win a chip.
Yeah, but look at the young guys we gave away.
All-stars, except for Josh Hart and Kuz. But
just think of that, though. Look, like, those guys right now, if you had those guys around LeBron, you probably talking totally different. If you had Kuzma.
Lonzo, Brandon Ingram.
I'm not going to say Brandon Ingram. If you just had him and Braun, you'd be all right with AD.
But do you think they would have developed the way they did if they played with a guy like LeBron in L.A.?
But yeah, but how could you not? Like, we all developed with Kobe Bryant. Right,
but they had bigger roles.
We all developed with Kobe Bryant. How could you not develop if you don't want to be great? Like, that's the shit that I don't understand about these fucking athletes. You in L.A., you're around greatness, you're with the fucking best player in the world.
Right.
How could you not want to become better
along
one side of them? It's stupid. It's asinine is what they call that. That's what they call insane. Like, you're insane to have that all on your plate and not approach it with ferocity. You're dumb. I would tell all of them, yep, your career probably ain't going to equal out half as long as LeBron's career. Mm-hmm. So this ride that you on right now, you better get fucking with it.
But it was the same case with all those guys. It was Lonzo, Ingram, Kuzma, one other guy. But they flourish when they weren't playing. Why do you think that is?
No, because they're good enough to do that. It would happen anywhere.
You're saying they would have done that in L.A. if they had
the chance. It would happen anywhere for those guys. You feel me? It's some guys out there where you can watch them play and be like, okay, he got it. I don't know, I can.
Yeah, you mean you play.
I watch a motherfucker lay it up. Like, okay, he can play.
Yeah.
You know, I might not be able to refrigerate how he's going to react when it gets combative or when he's not doing too well. But skill level, I can see if he puts it to, you know what I'm saying? If he's tested, I can see where he might come out at.
Yeah. And you saw that in
Brandon Ingram? Yeah, 100%. Especially when a guy's out there, he don't got no weight on him.
Right.
He getting off.
Right. What about Zoe? Because he has so much hype around him.
Yeah, I think that.
And Randall.
I think Alonzo hype, I think, probably hurt him. It's probably the reason why he's
UCLA,
not here.
Yeah.
Right? His pops, shit, being extra.
What do you think about LeVar, though? Because everyone talks crazy about him. But at the end of the day, do you think.
I love it. We got four sons in the NBA. Three sons in the NBA.
Yeah. And people just want to take what he says in the media.
Two of them, great. One of them, marginal. One of them just could shoot. One of them, the Lakers probably should pick up.
Who?
D'Angelo.
You think?
He could shoot it. Who do you think? He went 9 for 45. What are you talking about?
But he's not a shooter. He's not a, but like
he ain't a, I mean, he hasn't proven in the NBA, but he can shoot
it. This is my argument. I don't know if I said this earlier. The Lakers, as much as I love Russ, I love the way he plays. Before he even came to LA, I was a Russ fan because of the way he approached the game and every night giving 110%. They're not going to win with him. This is my opinion. I know you said trade AD. This is my opinion. Trade Russ. You get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield's the guy.
Well, if you think, if I don't, but that's where we disagree. But if you think Russell Westbrook is the problem, then that's
I don't think he's the problem. I don't think, but I don't think we're gonna win. I think we can use him with our two picks to get Buddy Hield, who's a guy that you cannot fall asleep on. You know, LeBron, AD, whoever it is driving down the lane, you cannot collapse on him because you cannot leave Buddy Hield in the corner open.
I think Buddy Hield and Miles Turner would come up playing with LeBron. This is unselfish ways how he sees the floor.
Right.
They won't have to dribble and we don't have to do as much. Miles Turner is probably better off creating his own offense than Buddy Hield. From the post, Buddy Hield does it from the wing though.
Right. He's a catch and shoot. But Miles Turner.
Miles Davis is what, post up.
Miles Turner.
One dribble. Two dribbles the most probably. Three.
He's
dribbles.
The best shot blocker in the league too. Statistically. So put him with AD.
So I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't do that if you're the Lakers.
Because they don't want to throw in two picks. That's what I was saying earlier. It's like, do you want to win now, or do you want to preserve your picks for later? You can't go in between. You can't. You got to either go all in now or say fuck it. We're not going to surround you with who you need to win.
No, I think that's when you. I think that's when the relationship with your front office and your players are important. Like ask LeBron. Like what do you think?
And what do you think right now? How do you think their relationship is?
I don't know how much they really talk, to be honest with you, and what they talk about.
Because it's Rob, Genie.
Because from the outside looking in, people just think that LeBron just
is the GM,
run the whole shit,
the GM.
You know what I'm saying?
But I really think that they'll become contenders right now.
If they come to this, if what?
I'll keep it real. Like right now, I don't think we're contenders. You're not going to win it. I don't think that you're going to win if we have no shooting.
This team probably have a problem making the playoffs.
You're saying they may not even make the playoffs as presently constructed.
Ever stays together.
Because, like, the shooting problem is so bad that, like, even if we fix it a little bit, you're still not competing with the West, especially the West. Which is insane.
It's so funny, but I think every game until we see that switch happen, we're gonna be coming in here saying, "Oh man, tonight is gonna be the test." And the next game they play against Portland.
That's a game you gotta win. Not saying they're a shitty team, but they got Dame, Nurkic, Jeremy Grant, Simons.
They got shot makers.
They do. But I think it's fun, when you brought up AD, because I didn't really thought about that before, about trading AD. We can get much more for him than we can get for Russ. Much more. Also, because he's not an expiring contract. Russ is. It's a gamble.
I don't even think they even put that in the air yet. I'm just, you know. I know I hate it when I had to leave.
But it's a business, and you know that, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel when you got traded? Because you guys came off of a chip a couple years before.
I was just you know, 6 million a year. I didn't think I was going to ever go anywhere. And I was hurt. No rap. No more L.A. Yeah, I was hurt. But everything, you know, happened in God's plans. I wound up coming back to L.A. for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I was hurt.
Especially because you just won the sixth man and you guys won a couple of chips.
Lakers, bro? Like, what
the fuck? Different. You went to Dallas, right? It was Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Nah, it's very different. You were in L.A. for how? You were there for like 6-7 years?
Where?
In L.A., Lakers.
Lakers, yeah. Like 8 seasons, 7 seasons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat Bev said earlier, before the season started, that being on the Clippers and then being on the Lakers, the way he was treated around L.A., like on the streets and restaurants, anywhere. He's like, it's night and day. He said it's black and white. You've been on the Lakers and Clippers. What would you say, specifically in L.A., the treatment is just day to day?
Black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah, you can't really. And I don't even think it's from the. I think, you know, but what the Lakers, you know, established here in L.A., so the Clippers can't. Just take the Clippers years and 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 years of winning with notable stars.
They've had them.
But they haven't won.
They haven't won.
With notable stars. So when you talk about that, you talk about tradition. You have to start tradition, right?
And it's hard to do that when you're in L.A., when the Lakers are the most established NBA team in NBA history.
Yeah. You have to have a no, it'd be just as easy to establish, but what you haven't established is the winning part. Feel what I'm saying? So unless if you could win, you know, 3 or 4 in a row, then maybe you could swing and sway.
That's not happening.
I don't think so.
Do you think that they should leave L.A.?
No. Fight for it. Fuck it. Not be the first team. Be the first team to do it.
Make your own. I'm saying to make your own identity. They'll have zero identity in L.A. This is a Lakers town.
No, this is a winner's town.
So you think
people identify with winning here in L.A.
Facts.
Feel me? If they win here, you'll see.
That's why I'm a Laker fan, because of Kobe.
Yeah, they'll sway back, and you'll see. You feel me? They don't win, so there's no comparison. Especially to, you know, people that have won around or as a Laker. I know both. I don't know if people, I don't know. You can't win with both. No one's won with the Lakers and won with the Clippers.
Because the Clippers never won shit.
There we go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think they should leave, though. It's good for the city anyway. Remember how we were talking about how I would love to see LeBron's influence rub off on his teammates?
Right.
Right? And so I can remember one morning, Kobe fucking with Sasha. But he ain't have balls to shoot. He ain't have the balls to shoot. And Kobe's face. He ain't have the balls to shoot in his face. Kobe playing D on him, whatever. Fucking with him. And Game 7, off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Free throws.
Who's called on to hit the game-winning free throws?
Yep.
The guy that Kobe is elbowing in the chest before the jump ball go up in practice in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just infectious.
The Lakers need that. But it seems like LeBron, I'm not going to make assumptions, but from what it looks like on the outside, it's different. It's like, it seems like he's not as, he has nothing else to prove. And it
That's obvious.
So aside from that, it's like, okay, not that he doesn't care, it's like he doesn't have that same oomph as he's had in the past. Do you agree?
I don't know, man. I have to probably watch him a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's his body mannerisms, and I have to probably like really try to evaluate him a little bit more to try to see where his spirit is at.
Right? Because
his play is always going to show.
Yeah.
Look up at the numbers. The numbers are always going
to
show defense to what you're saying.
They're there.
You feel what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to like really observe him. You feel me? To try to get a feel about, to see where he really is trying to take this season. Because I'm not sure.
Right. It's two games in. But yeah. It just seems like he's more loose. Also from last season.
Yeah, but that's what, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, when you were in the NBA, when you were a player and you in your zone, you in your mode.
Right.
Like, the game, that's how the game is. Just like, life is good off the court. Shit is good on the court.
Yeah, he seems like he's.
It's like, yeah, I can see everything. I see the game coming, slow, move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a good space for him to be in as a player. Like, the other Lakers, they gotta have a sense of urgency.
So we'll see. Two games in. We got a good chance of getting the W column on Sunday, but.
I'm looking forward to have this conversation with you on after this Portland game.
Yeah.
After they, I want to see how they defend, what's his name on Portland? Vujic?
Nurkic.
Nurkic.
Yeah.
I want to see how they defend him and Grant. That's their 4-5.
Grant, yeah.
Right? I want to see how they do it, defend that 4-5, because then that let me know if they want to get muddy.
Yeah.
Because even though, like, see, L.A. Lakers, everything's it's nice. Right? And before the game, it's 60 degrees. But you want to win. This shit is muddy. You feel me?
Yeah.
You got to have some dirt on your jersey.
We had that in 2020.
Yeah. You got to have some dirt on your jersey, bro. Or you ain't going to win.
I was going to say something. What was it? Oh. So the first two games, everyone's obviously going to make assumptions, but... To the Lakers' credit, or to their defense, we just played two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, they played defense well enough to lose by a little bit. They lost by 6 or 7?
6.
They kept it close to the
end. Say that was Portland. Do you think they would win the game? I know it's different teams. But even with the poor shooting.
No, they got blown out.
You think they would have lost?
Portland not going to shoot the ball badly. Like, the Clippers shot the ball
badly.
They
didn't shoot it well. They only hit 9 threes, too.
Feel me?
Same thing as us.
Portland going to shoot the ball a lot better.
Dame.
And it's hard to, you know, like, you don't really want to compare what you're going to do against one team to what you do because your,
right,
your game plan
thing.
Changed.
It's a whole different
thing. You feel
thing.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard. That's like comparing women in your life. Can't do that. One of them might have had a good pussy. One of them might have had a good head. You know what I mean?
It's a good analogy, Lamar.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
No, bro, this is an open podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of this podcast.
For the Lakers.
For the Lakers. Because it's going to be an eventful season. Because we both know they're going to make a trade. They're going to do something. They're not going to let this happen. Especially with LeBron. They're not letting this happen.
No, they won't.
They're not going to make a trade? Or are you saying they're
going to
make
something
will, yeah.
Something will happen.
Just got to stay tuned and stay
something
ready.
Something will happen.
Lamar... We're gonna keep it rolling. This is gonna be a fun season. This was episode one of the Late Show with Aaron Cohen and Lamar Odom.
The episode one of the Late Show.
Episode two coming soon. And we'll see you then.
Deuces.